All right, Tibose, let's begin. So we're going to do a piece tonight from the Rebbe from Parshas Toldos. So remember again, right now we're in the drushes of Tuf Shin Aleph, 1940. So this is all at the beginning of the war. This is the first year within the ghetto. Remember again, the Rebbe begins really with the drushes in the beginning of the Yomim Noraim of Tuf Shin Aleph. So we're working our way across. So understand, just historically, we know this is the Piyajetznor of Klolam Eskalman Shapira, the Ish Kodesh in the Warsaw Ghetto. So remember again that I mentioned this when we, in our first year, the themes or the overtones of the drushes change dramatically year to year as the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto become more cognizant or a little bit more understanding of the true reality that awaits them. In the beginning, there's a lot of optimism. In the beginning, the Rebbe speaks a lot about the concept that, like we saw in Chayisara, that the Ribbono Shel Olam realizes we're going to break from suffering. He realizes that a person could only accept so much suffering. So at some point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shut down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just simply going to stop all of this suffering. And unfortunately, as time goes on, the theme changes to dying Al Kiddush Hashem. So we're going to make our way through the drushes, but today we start with Toldos. So the Rebbe here says something quite beautiful. So he quotes over here in paragraph A, V'yitin l'cha l'kim mitashan mishmanei ha'aretz v'rov dagan v'sirosh. So the brachas, ultimately again, that Yitzchak Avinu gives to Yaakov, and he says, V'yitin l'cha l'kim, HaKadosh Baruch should give him mitashanayim from the dew of the heavens, u'mishmanei ha'aretz from the fat of the earth, v'rov dagan v'sirosh. Grains and wine. So Rashi HaKadosh comments on this in paragraph B, and Rashi says, Yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. So what Rashi's picking up on over here, remember Rashi is a reactive mefarish, which means that Rashi comments when he sees something that seems to be a textual anomaly. So if you're Rashi, you're looking at this pasuk, what's bothering you? Could have just said what? Yitain. What do you mean v'yitain? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give. Just say Yitain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give. Why V'Yitain? So Rashi understands that V'Yitain means to give. V'Yitain means to give and continue to give. Yitain V'Yachzor V'Yitain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you, and He will continue to give you. So the Piyajetzna asks a very simple question. Paragraph C. V'no da'adiyuk, kevan shamar Yitain, kvar mashma nasina tamidis. So Rabbi says, again, had the Torah Kedosha just said Yitain, so that would have meant, remember, Yitain Ash'lecha Elokim Yitam Shai Mishmanei Arz Rav Zagam V'Sirosh means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you, and He's going to continuously give you. V'lama hayot sarach lomar, V'yachzor v'yitain. So the Rebbe is asking on Rashi, what is Rashi being mosif here? Again, if the Torah would have just, had Rashi not commented, had Rashi not said anything, how would we have interpreted, excuse me, the pasuk? V'yitain v'chalokim means what? Means what? Chodesh Baruch Hu is going to give. How long is He going to give for? Forever long, whatever it is. Meaning until He decides to stop, until we do something in Chas V'Shalom that precludes us from earning that bracha. Why do you have to say Yitin V'Yachzor V'Yitin? When the Ribbono Shel Olam gives brachos, those brachos continue on. So what is it that Rashi is being mosif? Ha'im kishem evarich ish l'chaveiro b'parnasa. Tzarech lo mar lo, Yitin Hashem l'cha parnasa. V'Yachzor V'Yitin l'cha parnasa. If you give another Jew a bracha that he should have parnasa, do you have to say, you know what, Chodesh Baruch Hu should give you parnasa today, and Chodesh Baruch Hu should give you parnasa tomorrow, and Chodesh Baruch Hu should give you parnasa Wednesday, and 2 weeks from Tuesday, and 3 weeks from Friday? No, it's understood when you give a bracha, so the goal of that bracha is that it should be continuous and ongoing. So why does Rashi have to add in over here, Yitain, V'yachzor V'yitain? God will give you and continue to give you. Halo kishayomer lo Yitain l'cha Hashem parnasa, mashmaos habrachi shetamid Yitain lo. As soon as you say, Chodesh Baruch Hu should give you parnasa, the understanding of that is that what? Chodesh Baruch Hu will give you and continue to give you. So we'll say, the Piyajetz of the Ish Kodesh is asking just a simple kasha on Rashi. Why does Rashi have to interpret V'yitain as Yitain V'yachzor V'yitain? He'll give you and He'll continue to give you. Yitain by definition means a state of continuous giving. So what is Rashi coming to teach us? And the Rabbi here says something quite beautiful. Paragraph D. Aval. Kishe'echanos in the chaveiro ma'os. The person gives money to his friend. As im lo kibel humi menu mikodem. So remember again, let's say I give Reuven money. I give Reuven $1,000. So let's assume for a moment I myself never received anything from Reuven before. I never received anything. Who I know sing? Then I am the giver. I say, I go over to Reuven. Reuven has a matana of $1,000. Reuven's never done anything for me. I am the nosin, I am the giver, and Reuven is the makabel, Reuven is the receiver. Who nosin? Masha'in kein, im ha-makabel shal ata, nosin mikodem ma'osla nosin. Well, so listen to this case. Let's say Reuven had given me $1,000 a year ago, and now I'm giving Reuven $1,000 now. So now Reuven, who is the current recipient, was the previous giver. As ha-nosin ata, rak machzir ma'shekibel mikodem hu. So if Reuven gave me $1,000 a year ago, and now I'm giving Reuven $1,000. So the Rebbe posits, I'm not a nosing, I'm not a giver, I'm a machzir. I'm returning something. Now again, whether I'm returning money that I borrowed, I'm returning a gift, or I'm returning an act of kindness, whatever it is, the point that the Rebbe is making is, to be a nosing means I am the initiator, not the reciprocator. So if I am the initiator of the act, then I am a giver. I'm a nosing. If someone did something good for me and now I'm giving them something back, I'm not a nosing. I'm not a nosing. I'm a reciprocator. I'm reciprocating. I'm a machzir. I'm giving back that which was done to me. Lachain, hein anu, so listen to what the Rebbe says over here. Lachain, hein anu tzrichim la'avol dosa yizbarach, shalo amanas lekaval pras. You know, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, right? Antigonus ish socher al yomer, alt yukavodim hamisham shneser av amanas lekabal pras. Do not be like servants who worship the master for the sake of receiving reward. That's not what we do. Avo kishe ish yisra ovid Hashem ulefi ma'asav magia lo schar, as aschar she Hashem yizbarach nosim lo machzir hu lo es asher lefan av yizbarach. So listen to this. On one hand, we don't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu for schar. We don't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu for schar. Now, I'll tell you something very interesting. What's the pshat in that Mishnah? What's the pshat in that Mishnah? When Antigonus says, do not be like servants who worship the master for the sake of receiving reward. So what is the take home of that Mishnah? So some erroneously think that that Mishnah is reflecting the view of schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah, that there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. So therefore, if there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world, don't be like someone who worships HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of receiving reward. Why not? Why not? Because you're going to be highly disappointed. Because you're doing it for reward. There is no reward in this world. That's not what Antigonus meant. Is there a reward in this world? You know, I'll tell you a beautiful ma'isa. There was once a Jew who came from Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev. And he said to the Rebbe, he said, Torah plastahi, your Torah is false. So the Rebbe, you know, Levi Yitzchak was an incredible Oyv Yisrael. He loved everyone. You know, people like to say that they love Jews. What they really mean is, they love Jews who are like them. Right? I love Jews who agree with me. Those are the Jews I love. The ones who don't agree with me, don't look like me, don't practice like me. No, I don't love those. The Rebbe loved everyone. He loved every Jew. So he said, no. Why would you say such a thing? So he said, Rebbe, I'm going to tell you why. In Kriyat Shema, every single day we say, V'ayayim shama tishma mitzosai, it will be if you listen to my mitzos. And then what does the rest of the paragraph discuss? The rest of the paragraph says, I'm going to give you rain, I'm going to give you lice, I'm going to give you all the brachas in the world. So the man says to the Rebbe, your Torah is false. I don't keep one mitzvah. I don't do one thing that Hashem Baruch Hu asks me. Not only that, I go out of my way to do as many averus as possible. And Baruch Hashem, I'm fabulously wealthy. I'm incredibly successful. So you see, the Torah is false. So the Rebbe takes the hand of this precious Jew and he says, my beautiful Yidol, I want to tell you something. The fact that you could ask that question means that you've read Kriyat Shema at least one time in your life. And there is not enough money in the world to pay you for that mitzvah. When the Chazal say schar mitzvah b'hai amaleko, what they mean is you can never receive the full measure of reward for a mitzvah in this world. Is there a reward? Of course. We believe in the idea of cause and effect. Every action has a reaction. So the Rebbe says, if I do a mitzvah, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives me schar. Now, by the way, when we say gives me schar, maybe it's to me, maybe it's to my kids, maybe it's to my friends, maybe it's to the klal, maybe it's in five generations from now. But every mitzvah generates a schar. So the Rebbe says something amazing. So if I do a mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me schar, last lines of paragraph D, as a schar shashem yisbarach nosin lo, machzir hu lo, eis asher asa lefan av yisbarach. If I do a mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me schar, is the Ribbono Shel Olam a nosin? Is he a giver? And the answer is, no. What is he? He's a machzir. He's a reciprocator, not a giver. I've done something. I've served God. And as a result, God is giving me something. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is not a no saying. He's not giving me. He's reciprocating to me. He's reciprocating. Masha'im kein, kishuhu yisparach no sin lo kol tuv terem asa, be'elet chadash baruch, who chooses to shower bracha upon me before I do anything, then what? Lezele mishe'in aroi as hu yisparach ha no sin. Suppose you hear this interesting dichotomy. If I do a mitzvah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me schar, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is a reciprocator, not a giver. If however HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me bracha before I do anything, then what? Then what? Then he's an osin. Suppose say just what the Rebbe is really being mechadish over here is just a definition of terms. The idea of a nosin is not simply a giver. It is an initiating giver. It is a giver who gives as a first act, as an initiator through an act of giving. Mashinkin, a reciprocator, which is what we call a machzir, is someone who has received and therefore gives back in return. Say if I do a mitzvah and I get schar, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the machzir. I was the nosein through my act of the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the machzir through the schar. However, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to shower bracha upon me, proactively, before I do any mitzvahs, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is the nosin. Then he is the giver. Paragraph E. V'zeh sheberach Yitzchak es Yaakov v'yitein. Perish Rashi mitchila yitein. So listen to this. This is a magnificent, magnificent insight. So the Rebbe over here says so beautifully. This is the bracha that Yaakov Avinu was giving that Yitzchak was giving to Yaakov. What's the first thing he says? Yitin l'cha Hashem, l'yitin l'cha Elokim, mitasha mishmenei ha'aretz. Rabosai, if you notice again, the first part of the bracha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you. This bracha, says the Piyajetzna, is af im lo asa v'lo roi ha'ish mi Yisrael. So says the Rebbe so beautifully, yitin means, I give you the bracha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be a nosin. Which means what? Which means what? He should give you, even if you haven't earned it. He should just give you. Yitin. He should just give you. V'achar kach, yachzor v'yitin. We'll say, well, what is Rashi doing? It's yachzor v'yitin. Yehu yisparach ha'chozer v'nosein, haynu chozer v'gomel li'ish alav odoso. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. What Rashi's saying is, the bracha of Yitzchak Avinu was, Ribbono Shel Olam should be a yitin. He should give you. What does it mean to be a nosein? To be a nosein means he gives you, and you haven't done anything yet. You don't deserve it. You haven't earned it. But he's giving it to you. Then when he gives you bracha, then when you realize that you are the beneficiary of such divine blessing, that's going to motivate you to do mitzvos. That's going to motivate you to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're going to do mitzvos. And then what? Yachzor v'yitein. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam will give you more. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you in the second round of Rabbosai. That's not the Ribbono Shel Olam being a nosein. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being what? Being a machzir. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam reciprocating my good deeds. Isn't that a magnificent just insight into the Rashi? The bracha of Yitzchak Avinu was yitein. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be a nosin, should give you even if you don't deserve it, even if you haven't earned it. And when you feel yourself enveloped by divine blessing and you realize how lucky you are to have your brachos in life, that'll be a motivation, that'll be a catalyst ultimately to do. And then when you do, yachzor v'yitein, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you again. He'll give you again. This time not as a nosin, but as a machzir. And look what the Rebbe says, middle of paragraph E. Ki eich ze efshar, she'ish yaseh v'yavod as Hashem keroi, ki eshu b'tzaros v'rachmano l'slam. Now also here the Rebbe says something very profound. So why is it that Yitzchak Avinu said yitein? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to take the first step? Because a Jew can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's in a state of tsar, when he's in a state of difficulty, chas v'shalom. So Yitzchak Avinu said, Ribbono Shel Olam, give them brachas. I know they didn't earn it yet. I know they didn't do anything yet to warrant those brachos, but give them the brachos. Because you can't expect them to serve you if they are in a state of tsar. You can't expect them to serve you if they are in a state of privation. Therefore, yitein, give them brachos. Give them nachas ruach. Give them the blessings, even though they don't deserve it. And Yitzchak says, I promise you, then they'll serve you. then they'll do good by you. Then they'll rise to the occasion. And after that, yachzra v'yitein. Then you'll be able to reciprocate for their good deeds. He says, v'rak k'shashem nosei mitchila, haynu gam k'she'ino roi. It's only sometimes, Ribono Shel Olam, sometimes you have to take the first step. Sometimes you have to be the nosei, and you have to give us even before we deserve it. As yochol lihiyos. So it's a really truly magnificent shot that when you understand the context in which it is being said, you understand that within this drasha is the Rebbe's supplicative plea to the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need Yitin V'yachzer V'yitin. Whatever has happened that has landed us in this situation, like we saw in last week's drasha, we're breaking. Give us bracha, because the only way for us to serve you is if you provide us a little bit of bracha. Provide us a little bit of bracha, since we have the nachas ruach, we have the ability, we have the spiritual and physical wherewithal to be able to serve you. And then in Miratz Hashem, we'll do your mitzvahs, we'll learn your Torah, we'll engage in acts of chasadim, and then yachzer v'yitein. Then you won't be giving us proactively, but rather, again, you'll be giving us alt reciprocity. Paragraph F. Od efshar. So we'll say again, quotes the pasuk from Yeshaya, speaking about the Messianic era. Those who are lost will come from the land of Ashur. And those who are cast away from Egypt. He says, Sheyeshnam bechinas ovdim ubechinas nidochim. Because it was at the end of the day, there are two different states here. Ovdim and Nidochim. Nidoch, what's the difference between Ovid? So, Ovid, bless you. Ovid literally means lost. Nidoch means cast aside. But what's the chelik between them? Nidoch, who sherak Nidoch mimakoma lamakom rachok, aval nikar v'nirahu. We'll say Nidoch is geographic displacement. Person is geographically displaced. I'm not in my home anymore, but I look the same. Meaning externally, I'm the same. It's just I'm no longer on my homeland. Masha'in kein Ovid. I will say someone who's an Oved, Shene'evad lo nira velo nikar. Such a person, I will say, is what? Such a person is mamish, not recognizable. Not recognizable. Turn the page, paragraph G. Kikeshat saros misrabos ato kolkach. So we'll say, now the Rebbe brings this, unfortunately, halocha lemaisa to the Warsaw Ghetto. Kikeshat saros misrabos ato kolkach. Now that we're suffering so intensely. Vigam pashut misaprim zekane Yisrael. So what is the Rebbe describing over here? They're shaving off our beards. They're shaving off our beards to the point that we're not even recognizable anymore from the chitzoniyistika perspective. And because of all the persecutions and incredible suffering that are beyond description, gam bepnimiyosam einam nikarim. The Rebbe says so profoundly, we are no longer nidachim. We are no longer nidachim. Right? And halavai would be nidachim. You know, the nidach ultimately, again, is cast aside from his homeland, but at least he's recognizable. Ribono Shel Olam, we are ovdim. We're ovdim. We're lost. We're lost. You can't recognize us on the outside because literally, again, the Nazis, Yimach Shalom V'Zichrom, have changed us externally. And then this last part we'll say, which is the heartbreaking. Achegama ish ba'atzmo oved atzmo. The truth is that it's not ve'ach es atzmo in the makir. It's not just the outside that's changed. The penimius has changed as well. Eich hirgish atzmo lefnei shana b'shabes gam b'chol kol dematzila u'b'shas hatzila kidome. Oh, the way we felt a year ago on Shabbos, even during the week before coming to davening, ubishas atfila and during davening chedoma, va'atenirdas v'nirmas, ad she'eino margish im ish Yisrael hu, im adam hu, o behema, she'ein lo shum mitzias lahargish. We don't even know who we are anymore. We don't even know who we are. We've been battered. We're downtrodden. I don't even know, am I a man? Am I an animal? Do I even have the ability to feel? V'hu b'chinas oved. Ribono Shel Olam, if we were nidachim, like Esther Malka says, you know, if Haman just wanted to sell us as slaves, I wouldn't complain. Right? If we were just nidachim, if we were just dispersed and dispelled, I wouldn't say anything, Ribono Shel Olam. But we're not. We're ovdim. we're Ovdim. And when the Jew runs the risk of forgetting who he is, of forgetting what he is, outside we're not recognizable, and Nebuch, even inside, we're beginning to forget who we are. Paragraph H. Avala Gemara Omer, as well, says, it's actually quite beautiful. But the Gemara says, Bal Aveda, Machzir Acher Avedaso. The Gemara says, it was said that the Bal Aveda means that when a person loses an object, a person always seeks out his lost object. Ki kishenevda ha'aveda, lo nira v'lo nikeras. Ultimately, again, because when the aveda is lost, sometimes it's totally unrecognizable. Mechazer bala aveda acharei lematza, lagbia ulahavia ilav. I will say, sometimes even when no one else recognizes the aveda, the owner does. The owner does. The owner always recognizes his property and ultimately, again, does whatever is within his power to redeem it and to find it. Paragraph I. Also, with this, we'll conclude. We are the Aveda. We're the Ovdim. We're not Nidachim, says the Rebbe. We were Nidachim long ago. If only we were a Nidachim. We'll say, you know, again, remember, they're not Nidachim also because, remember, they're in the Warsaw ghetto. Warsaw is less than a 40-minute car ride, half-hour car ride, from Piaggetsna. So ultimately, we're not Nidachim. We're on the same soil we've been on. Our kilos have been on for centuries. We're Ovdim. We look different on the outside. We look different on the inside. We're not even sure, are we men or are we beasts of burden? We don't know who we are. And sometimes, again, when the Aveda becomes so unrecognizable, everybody's Miyayish. But the Bal Aveda, the owner of the object, he always recognizes. You know, the Bal Aveda, B'tvias Ayin, has a visual recognition. He never loses sight of his Aveda. The Ribono Sha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bal Aveda Shalanu. We are the Chefts of the Ribono Sha'olam. We are the belonging. We are the Aveda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Bal Aveda. Lachin Beirach Yitzchak Es Yaakov Avinu Yitain. Therefore, again, he says, the Rebbe says so beautifully, this is the Bracha. This is not a drasha. This is a tefillah. He says, that's the Vart Yitain. V'lo rak b'shasha ish Yisraeli nira v'nikar. Ribono Shalom, don't just give us the brachas when we're recognizable. V'rak gam ala ovdim lo nira v'lo nikar v'yachzer v'yitain. Ribono Shalom, give the bracha, give the first yitain, even when we're ovdim, even when we're unrecognizable, even if we don't deserve it, even if we haven't done anything to merit your divine reciprocity, even though we're not yet up to yachzer v'yitain, give us the bracha. Give us the bracha. Rak gam ala ovdim lo nira v'lo nikar v'yachzer v'yitain. Palavedi yachzer aleinu limtza osanu v'litain lanu kol tov v'ashivenu elav yisparach. So we'll say this again. He adds in another beautiful drush over here. You see, in the first part, the way he darshan was yitain v'yachzer v'yitain, which means Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us. The first yitain is when, Rabosai, is when? Even before we deserve it. Even before we deserve it, give us. Then once you give us bracha, miratz Hashem, then you will be able to go ahead, we will earn it. And then v'yachzer v'yitain. Now that I was adding in an additional dimension of drash. Yitain. HaKadosh Baruch will give us bracha, even if we don't deserve it. V'yachzer. I will say, what does that mean, yachzer? Bal aveda mechazer achar avedaso. Find us. Find us. Are you looking for us anymore? Are you searching for us anymore? Are you trying to find us anymore? Yachzer, run after us. Try to find us. V'yitain. And once you find us, you can give us more bracha again. Bala beide yachzer aleinu limtza osanu v'litain lanu kol tov. Ribono Shalom, find us. Try to shower upon us all the bracha. Ula shivenu elav yisparach. Bring us back to you. Ula ga'aleinu gu'ula opedus gufeinu v'nafshenu berachamim rabim v'yeshuos tovos. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, redeem us. Redeem our bodies, redeem our souls with incredible compassion and with incredible salvation. It was like Parshas Toldos, 1940, the Warsaw Ghetto. The Rebbe teaches us two incredible Yisodos. Number one, that we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu V'yitin, give us bracha, even before we deserve it. And if you give us before we deserve it, we promise you will earn it. Yachzer V'yitin, then you'll reciprocate. And I will say, sometimes the Jew becomes so unrecognizable in the Panemius and the Chitzonius. But the Necham of the Jew is, even when we become so unrecognizable, Bal Aveda Machzer Acher Avedaso. Even when everyone else gives up, the Bal Aveda never does. The Piaggetsna, together with his congregation of the brokenhearted, said, Ribono Shel Olam, Yitain, give us brachas. Yachzor, seek us out, find us. And Yitain, Shara Bracha upon us once again. Thank you. Pinjetsna.
It's a
bakash, it's a but it's also
bracha.
There's two ways that we can go.
We can
be meeting. That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Or we can do
it. Beautiful.
Or we can
be beautiful. Beautiful. For us also. Meeting, and how the rabbi should be zogel,
right?
The bracha, the yachter. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. That's right. That's right. You gotta get on more.